I'm going to talk to you today about what I think is the basis for all of the land use and urban planning decisions that our clients make. First of all, let me ask a couple of questions. How many of you here are in the public sector? You work for governments or counties or planning firms that do primarily that work, okay? And private sector? Okay, so we have a handful. You all know how much this impacts what you do too. How many are attorneys? Okay, and non-attorneys? Just here because it's a nice view? No, anybody? Okay, that I think helps gives the speakers an idea of the audience. I always like to ask those questions as we dive into it. One of the first questions I ask communities when I'm invited to come help them discuss planning and land use real estate development issues is, you know, change is coming. The question is, what do you want that change to look like? And we all know how the Texas economic miracle is really affecting development in our cities, in our counties, and in our overall regions. In 2010, 88% of the population of Texas lived in cities, according to a 2015 book that was published by David McCombs by the University of Texas Press called The City in Texas. It's cited in the paper. That's an amazing amount of the population that really lives in urbanized areas. And so the purpose for cities, the rationale behind why people come together in cities, eventually leads us to what do we want the city to look like in the future.